This is the 9th County Health Rankings report by the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Each year, the two organizations pool data from different sources to look at how where we live affects our health. In Utah, Paiute and Daggett counties did not have enough data to be ranked, but all the other counties in the state were ranked according to measures of health and access to healthy lifestyles.
When we look at the healthiest counties in Utah, the top five are Morgan, Wasatch, Cache, Davis, and Utah.
That's Kate Conkle, an associate researcher at the University of Wisconsin.
Clean air, clean water, really important to our health, but they don't tend to have the same level of impact as things like education or income that influence the options that we have to be healthy and to live vibrant lives.
So, based on the research, the healthiest residents in the state live in northern Utah. Where do some of the state's unhealthiest residents live?
The bottom five counties are Duchesne, Uinta, Emery, San Juan, and Carbon. More people dying younger is basically what this looks at. In Morgan County, the premature death rate was 3,200 years of potential life lost before age 75 per 100,000 population. In Carbon County, that's 11,100. So more than three times the years of productive life in that county are lost.
This year, the county health rankings include data about different racial and ethnic groups. The study found that differences in health are driven by race, place, and ethnicity.
Most of your health is really determined by the opportunities that you have. Do people have access to living wage jobs? Do they have access to education that will allow them to qualify to get those jobs? Are they living in safe neighborhoods where if there is a park, it's safe to go play in it? People, based on where they live and sometimes the color of their skin, don't have the same opportunity to be healthy.
Conkle and others working on the study hope that the county health rankings will be used to help residents living in at-risk communities work to remove barriers to healthy living. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Leslie Ferrero.